97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
St. Louis. Morning Brief.
After a fight that began way back in May, we're starting to get some news, this time in unincorporated St. Louis County, as data center regulations are starting to come in. There apparently is going to be differing regulations depending on the size, but now they're going to be pushing any huge ones. The largest data centers are going to be pushed apparently into industrial areas away from civilian centers. So we're starting to get a little bit of an answer on some of these regulations.
Yeah, a little clarity on that. I'm surprised that wouldn't have just been the approach to begin with.
Well, right? I think that the issue now in 2026, Mark, is the common sense things have to be written down and regulated nine times over. We can't just trust common sense anymore.
Yeah, that's the thing that always struck me. Now, obviously, they need a lot of space, so maybe sometimes finding, but it would strike me that we have enough empty buildings that we could find room for commercial space for these things. Now, I know the other side of that is the draw on the electric grid and the demand for water, and that seems to occupy a lot of people's concerns. It's not always the not in my backyard, it's the not in my area, because I don't know what it's going to do to energy demands, but I think you can set guidelines on that.
And that's what the work is right now, is setting the guidelines around efficiency requirements. That has to do with both electricity and water, protections against noise and light pollution, because, again, the largest ones that would be proposed would be not near any residential areas. But there would be four size classifications, and the smaller of the three could be closer.
Okay.
And so the things like noise, light pollution, those kind of things becomes a part.
You know, somebody pointed out to me in most of these, the construction of the facility would cause the most disruption in an area. Once it's up and running for a huge data farm, you might have five people on site who are basically there for maintenance.
Well, but I think the noise issue has to do with kind of that humming that has been reported around some of those larger ones.
Particularly if you had to have backup generators or something going, I guess I could see that.
Yeah, so I can understand that. By the way, it does need to be said that right now there is not a data center that would be large enough to fall under the largest distinction currently planned.
Okay.
But again, we have to get out in front of these things.
That's true.
I think it's the way to look at it.
Very true.
Speaking of that story, a lot of that, Sam Page's office is running in that. Sam Page's office also trying to run some other things, as Councilman Mike Archer is a little annoyed because the Attorney General said that they will not file a quo warranto, which would essentially be a warrant, against County Executive Sam Page for working as an anesthesiologist while serving as county executive. The reason why they're not doing this is because his term is going to end at the end of the year, and he's not running for re-election, so they're just saying there's not enough time to do this, there's not really a point to doing
this. Which would be an effort to get him out of office before his time is actually up, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, what Page has proven is his ability to hire really good attorneys who, even in the legal case in Springfield, can manage to get any results delayed until after his term is up. So I mean that's kind of probably what they're afraid of here, is that would try to find this started, it would get tied up in court, and it wouldn't matter anyway because he's going to be out of office in what, January, I guess.
Working with doctors does seem like a good way to meet some good lawyers.
Yeah, I would say so. That's a good point. Yep.
It just seems interesting to me because it's such a clear it's something you shouldn't do. I mean, we had the issue with here in the city where, you know, Kim Gardner was like going to school to be a nurse and things like that. It's just like, if you're being paid by the taxpayers to do a job, you shouldn't be double dipping. And I understand why, you know, it doesn't have the effect you would need doing it this late, but it at least would send a message to people in government that it doesn't matter if you're going to get out at the end of it. We're still going to make sure we send a message.
I agree with you. I do.
And the last thing here, going back to the sports talk, Bill DeWitt says that the Cardinals are going to fall short of that 3 million attendance marker that kind of became legendary among baseball for a small market like St. Louis. They're not going to hit 3 million, but they are going to do better than last year when things plummeted by well over a million in one single year.
You know, I remember a couple years ago going to the rollout for the Blues season, and the GM stood up and basically announced it's a rebuilding year. And I think when you go into a season admitting that, you're not going to get anywhere near record attendance. I'm not surprised by this at all. I do believe that they sparked enough interest to draw more people to the games this year, which is a good thing. Maybe that's a continuing in the right direction.
And I think it shows you how useful transparency can be. If people understand what they're being given, they understand the situation, they understand that Chaim Bloom has a plan, the Cardinals have a plan, it's just a long-term plan,
yeah.
I think they're willing to bite the bullet and say, okay, I'll go watch a game that maybe they don't have a high chance of winning, but hey, there's some young players who are going to be here for a long period of time. I'll watch the base of a new team being built.
They need some crisis communications help is what they need. Yes, and they should eliminate the word rebuilding year from their vocabulary and try to figure out some other way to say it, because I think it just turns people off. I'm less likely to go pay $60 for an all-inclusive ticket or whatever those cost these days. Other than the joy of eating the food and drinking the beer, if watching the game is no fun.
Inclusive ticket's not a bad get, though.
I know.
If you don't eat lunch for the day before and you put in work on that buffet, you get your money's
worth. Yeah, I'll bet you do. You know, I did see they got a new riverboat on the arch, and you were right about that, Ethan. The new riverboat is called the Becky Thatcher.
Yeah.
It's replacing the old Becky Thatcher.
Okay.
Yeah, which was built in 1963. So they finally got a newer, I guess, I don't know if it's brand new. It says a new riverboat that'll be giving tours on the riverfront. I'm old enough that I covered the Admiral when it broke free that time.
Oh, wow.
I covered that story. And the truth about that story is a barge hit it, jarred it loose. It didn't have an engine. It was just sitting there for people to gamble on. And had it not been for a towboat operator who saw it happen and took his tug over there and stopped that thing from going downstream, it would have hit the Eads Bridge or the other bridge, and there's a very good chance it would have sunk right in the middle of the river. And the story would have been a disaster greater than the Titanic, because they don't know how many people were on board. Remember, when you went to the gambling boat, all you had to do was prove you were 21. You didn't have to write your name down or anything. They wouldn't have known who all the victims were. Oh, I mean, wow, if that thing had sunk, it would have been a huge disaster, and they missed it by that much. I mean, that's when they started realizing. I heard one of the captains of a riverboat say one time, "This is not a bathtub we're cruising on out here. This is a dangerous river." And in this case, this boat had no engine in it. So, I'm glad they moved away from that and put them in moats eventually. All right, coming up, we'll check in with Nicole Murray and get a check of business. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.